On a Beaver Fever Friday, and Brian Schultz, BSU men's golf team, opened up their season last weekend at the Wayne State Invitational. Joined now by sophomore John Hofdahl, finished in a tie for 25th individually. The team finished in seventh place overall. John, let's be blunt. There's still a foot of snow on the ground here in Bemidji. Aside from the simulator, had you even been able to swing a club much before you guys went down there?
No, not really. I went down to Arizona for our spring break and got six rounds in down there, and that's the last time I swung a club before hitting the golf course this past week in Wayne, so not much swings for me.
Is it like riding a bike?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's a process that you have to learn basically again from the fall to winter and then now to here, and it's, I don't know, it was tough, but hey, we grinded out there this past weekend and actually played pretty well, so we'll take it.
You had an opening round one over. That's not bad for your first round other than spring break. I gave up the game of golf because it just frustrates the daylights out of me. But I would assume that off the tee is maybe a lot of muscle repetition and you're used to that, and that kind of comes back quickly. But is the short game still back, or is that the longest to kind of get comfortable with again?
This past weekend, short game was probably one of the struggles I had, but I don't know. It was an up and down weekend, that's all I can say. There was confidence in some of my game, but confidence in the other. Putting actually was the one that kept me in this past weekend with that 73. I had to make a couple birdies coming down the stretch to keep me from shooting higher than I did, so I don't know. It was a struggle, but we did it.
Well, you know that there's only room for improvement then. Have you set a goal of, okay, I need to get better at this by this tournament and get better at this by this tournament so that everything is kind of clicking by the end of the season?
Yeah, definitely. Like you said earlier, my short game, that's probably my biggest struggle right now. And then my driving, I have to figure out to keep me out of trouble, keep me out of those trees. So my short game and driving right now is my two biggest things that I want to work on. And if I can get those two figured out by conference time, big championship time, I think I'll have a shot in the running for hopefully a title.
Well, the fall portion of the season goes a little bit longer, at least as far as the calendar is concerned, than the spring is. You guys get a few tournaments here, and you're all of a sudden to the NSIC championships, the most stressful tournament of the year. Do you guys feel like you're at a disadvantage because you're so far north and you only have a couple of tournaments or not?
Yeah, I think we are at a disadvantage thinking that we still have 3 feet of snow out there. We're not going to get out on the course probably till the time school is done with. So we don't have that practice mentality that all these other schools do. And we're basically winging it. We're basically coming from what we did for spring. Like some kids went down south and there's nothing that's going right for us up here because of the snow, so it's basically grinding. It's taking what we can in the indoors and simulator and going from there.
I know that even in the cities last week, they still had 6-7 inches of snow, so it's not like you guys are the only ones in this predicament. It's pretty much the whole league early, isn't it?
Yeah, it's everybody still got snow, but those teams like Wayne, they've got the facility down there that we were just at. They can practice, and Upper Iowa can practice, and all those southern teams can practice right now, but I'm guessing St. Cloud and Winona and Mankato and us are the teams that are struggling to get that practice that we need.
Even if, of course, is in great shape this time of year, it's still not in tournament shape. You know, that typically doesn't come until July and August when greens are easy to read and everything like that. So, you know, how much do you just have to have the mentality of, all right, I'm going to go do what I can here with the course as it is and just keep fighting?
Yeah, you got to have that mentality and that confidence to go out there every day and just try to play your hardest and don't give up if you have that one or two bad holes. Just have the mindset that you can rebound, make some birdies coming in the stretch, and then hopefully post a good score.
Aside from you, how'd everybody else do down there this past weekend?
We played for being a northern school, we played well. I mean, we had Andrew Ellison, who posted a 70, who did not go anywhere for spring break. So that was his first time picking up the clubs and going out and playing. So that 70 definitely helped us. And then we had Andrew Benson, who played well, and then Nathan Brown, who contributed a lot. So with our situation that we have up here, not playing too much, that first tournament was actually, it went very well for us.
Well, good luck the rest of the way, and hopefully this stuff melts in a hurry.
Yeah, thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU golf team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River. It's about your
life. More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.